This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hey, how you doing? It's me, the Celebrity Medium, back with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. The only show you're going to find anywhere. Go ahead, lift rocks. Look underneath. See if there's another show like this there. You won't find one. It gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. That's what this show does. Got some good stuff for you coming up here. Some updates on recent stories and at least one that breaks new ground. All right, let's get right into it, shall we? There's really only one person in the entire Next World that I just really don't like. That person is Fred Trump, father of the American president, Donald Trump. He actually dragged me into one of his controversies a while back. That's a whole other story. Go look in the archives. I don't even want to get into it. Just take my word for the fact that I just don't like Fred Trump. Well, Mr. Trump Sr. is back in the news. He is opposing Martin Luther King Jr. and Adolf Hitler's gay relationship and their plans to adopt at least two children. He has started a campaign called Make the Afterlife Great Again. Now, this can't possibly be for political office. He can't be running for anything because there's no formal government in the afterlife. So I just don't know what it's all about, unless he just wants to keep his name in the spotlight, like his son. I don't know. But he's really rabble-rousing against Dr. King and Hitler, who is a completely changed man these days and has totally renounced his old ways. Now, King and Hitler are pushing back because they're saying there are no laws, which is true. Therefore, they can't be violating any with their relationship, and the relationship is none of his business anyway. But despite that, Trump is holding rallies to make the afterlife great again, and he brings up King and Hitler at every single one of them, and he makes a lot of nasty jabs about them being gay and so forth. And it's just overall really kind of an evil thing from what I've been told. It's really just kind of ugly. But it may be backfiring on him because back in the 1920s, Fred Trump was arrested at a Ku Klux Klan rally in New York City. Now, nobody seems to know exactly what his involvement with the rally was, but he was arrested by the New York police in connection to that. So the people who are opposing him being such a nasty SOB are kind of bringing all that up against him, and he does not seem to like it. Now, as you should know, Stephen Hawking has taken over the radio show that was currently hosted by Babe Ruth on Next World radio station Heaven 107. He's been doing it for a few weeks now, and I'm told one major Next World newspaper described Hawking's new show as, quote, consistently funny, less nasty and vitriolic than Babe Ruth's, but still edgy, unquote. Now, Babe Ruth, as you should know, was pushed out of his show after he toned it down. He was very, I wouldn't use the word edgy, I would use the word nasty from what I was told. Just very, very rude to guests, trying to provoke them and so forth. And he was, to be honest, he was very successful at doing that. So Hawking has now taken over, and people are saying the guy's really funny. Now, Hawking is on record saying he's not trying to be Babe Ruth Jr., but what he is trying to be is the Stephen Hawking he couldn't be for most of his life, having been confined to a wheelchair unable to speak. So one of my contacts ran into Babe Ruth in a restaurant and asked him about Stephen Hawking. And Ruth brushed him off saying he hadn't heard Hawking's show, And according to the contact, he made a point of saying he left the radio business on his own terms. He said he quit, which by all the press accounts that have been reported to me is just not true. The station got rid of him because his audience was disappearing. People, or at least some people, liked the old nasty Babe Ruth. So when he backed off on that, people were like, nah, I don't like it anymore. And that's why they got rid of him. So he seems to be perhaps a tad touchy about Hawking moving in there and apparently being pretty successful right from the get-go. Now, you may remember Harry Anderson transitioned to the Next World not very long ago. What, about a month or so ago? And at the time, he said he wasn't sure what he wanted to do in the afterlife. But now it looks as if he has an inkling of how he might like to spend at least part of eternity. Reports are coming out now that Anderson has asked friends if there is an equivalent of Disneyland or Disney World in the afterlife. And he apparently said that if there is, he would consider running a magic shop there to introduce kids to the joy of performing illusions. Now, if you've ever been to Disneyland, you know that on Main Street USA, I can't even say it's still there, but for decades there was a magic shop. And in fact, Steve Martin worked there when he was in his teens. He worked in that magic shop, and he said that was his very first introduction to show business. Well, Harry Anderson is now saying that if there is a shop like that, he would very much enjoy working there and doing tricks for kids and giving them tricks they could learn at home and so forth. Now, here's the weird part. Despite the fact that Walt Disney has resided in the Next World for many years, there is no such theme park. Wouldn't you think he would have gotten to work on that by now? It seems like a strange absence. Now, since I have brought up the subject of Walt Disney and how there are no formal Disney theme parks in the afterlife, longtime listeners know that Walt Disney has been in kind of a cold war with Steve Jobs for months now. The two of them jointly took over what was called Trump City for a while, which is a gated community, or was a gated community, that the aforementioned Fred Trump was operating. He was operating it as a whites-only community, and Steve Jobs and Walt Disney took it over, and they changed the name to Mediopolis, and then they got into a feud about what the direction of the town should be. So the way it's been for some time now is it's basically divided down the middle. The front end is kind of like Main Street USA, like I was describing to you from Disneyland. And that's Walt Disney's little venue. And in the back is a high-tech research and development center, which is run by Jobs. And they just have not crossed over the two halves of the town for the better part of a year now. Well, if you can believe the rumors, that may be changing. Well, nobody knows who approached who, but it seems that Jobs and Disney are on speaking terms again about possibly joining forces for new projects. And rumor is that one of them might be a Disney theme park for the Next World. Like I just said, doesn't exist. Because you think that would be the perfect way for those two guys to get together again, right? Disney has the great imagination and the experience with doing that, and Jobs is the techno wizard. That seems like the most obvious thing in the world. I guess we're going to find out if this reunion lasts, and if it does, if that's what it's going to lead to. And with that cliffhanger, I'm going to wrap this bad boy up for this week. I'll be back next week with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. In the meantime, you can find this very program on iTunes. You can find it in the Google Play Store. You can find it on YouTube. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, turn on K-Chung Radio AM 1630 on a Monday afternoon. There is a show called Inspirato Projecto Radio, and I am proud to say that the Celebrity Afterlife Report is part of Inspirato Projecto Radio. That's where you can find it. Tell everybody you know. Until I see you soon, I am the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.